This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1515. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, primarily shortwave. On this edition, recorded June 3rd, DX and Station News from Australia, Bolivia, Brazil, Central African, Dominican Republics, Guinea, Mexico, Pakistan, Solomons, Taiwan, St. Louis. Reactivations and new frequencies from China, Ethiopia, Europe, Israel, Liberia, PNG, Russia, VOA. QSL in Kuwait, long-haul TV and FM DX, and the Propagation Outlook. Should you tire of hearing the same Australian shortwave stations over and over, there are a couple which present marine weather forecasts and warnings. Coincidentally, we have two of them reported this week. Terry Wilson in Michigan heard VMW in Winluna, Australia, May 27th at 11:06, a weak signal with weather and ID on 8113 upper sideband. And Ron Howard in California heard the other one, presenting Australian weather for the eastern part of the country, VMC. It was on 8176 upper at 1349 to closing at 1352 on May 28th. He says they gave wind conditions in knots and pressure in hectopascals. Then they came back on 3 minutes later at 1355, announcing the frequencies for both stations. And here are all of them, although you may not hear all of them at once, and in fact not all of them may be used at any particular hour. VMC for the east is on 2201-4426, 6507-8176, 12365, and 16546. And VMW for the west, 2056 4149 6230 8113 12362 and 16528. There's also a website, a bit too long and complicated to pronounce here, but of course it's included in Ron Howard's report, appearing in the latest DX Listening Digest number 10-22. The sporadic EDX season on VHF is in full swing in the Northern Hemisphere. In Skywaves, via Curtis Sadowski, WTFDA, Azores FM stations from the bottom to the top of the band, numerous ones, were picked up by Paul Logan in Northern Ireland. This occurred on May 27th during the local evening. Horacio Negro in Uruguay reports hearing an unidentified Bolivian station around 5765. May 31st at 1010 UT. It was distorted and FMing. He could not get an ID, but there were several references making it clear it was something from Bolivia. In the Radio Escutas group, Edson Bocorni in Rio Grande do Sul says Radio Canção Nova in Cachoeira Paulista, Brazil, has reactivated on 60 meters, 4825. Heard at 1730 UT on May 30th, and let us hope they're also on the air at night. I heard the same station on 9675 on an unusual occasion, May 27th at 0602, when WIFR was very weak on 9680. And a Brazilian on 25 meters, which hasn't been reported in quite a while, so I think it may have just reactivated. 50 hertz below 11830, Carl Hunzik in Czechia reported via BCDX. Radio Daqui in Goiânia, 1950 to 2013 UT on May 17th, with news and sertaneja music. ID is Radio Daqui AM. That's the same one which is more often reported on 4915. One of shortwave's great mysteries, why does Radio Bulgaria only use frequencies ending in 00? When looking for a new one, that really limits their choices. Kai Ludwig replies, because some boss rigorously requires them to stick with this lame PR gag, no matter how much trouble it causes. In all likelihood, any engineering background can be ruled out from the start, since Radio Bulgaria used in the past frequencies everywhere in the bands. Here's some first-hand information about the new shortwave transmitters in the Central African Republic from Hank Zeck at the HCJB Global Technology Center in Elkhart, Indiana. He says Kurt Bender, Dan Anderson, and I went to the CAR in April to set up two new shortwave stations. One is in Boali for ICDI, currently broadcasting on 6030. The new one on 3390 will be used in the evening. They were in the process of getting official permission for the new frequency, but we were able to do some test broadcasts with a lazy H antenna at 1 kilowatt. The other station is for the government site at Bimbo near Bangui, where they currently have a Chinese-built shortwave transmitter. We used another 1 kilowatt with lazy H antenna from a small room at this facility. The frequency was 5035. The government was able to do one test broadcast before we left at the end of April, but they still needed to put the air conditioning in the room. Well, that's interesting about the Chinese-built shortwave transmitter he says is operating because nothing has been reported for some time from the CAR government station. 5035 was their last known shortwave frequency, actually varied to 5038. They did also have a 100-kilowatt transmitter installed in 1970 and a 20-kilowatt unit in 1980, according to TDP. Anyhow, keep an ear on 5035 for at least a weak signal from Bangui. Ron Howard in California wonders what's happened with Qinghai PBS, Qinghai in China. It's been almost a month since May 1st, he wrote in late May, that 4220 has been off the air during checks made between 1230 and 1330. However, some inactive Chinese frequencies have come back as of May 31st, says Hiroshi, via Seichi Hasegawa NDXE. The CNR1 Beijing 572 site, reactivated since 1955 UT May 31st on 4460, 6030, and 6175. Ron Howard confirms all those. 6030 now again blocks Minghui radio, and 6175 makes it harder to hear Voice of Malaysia. He also reports, as of June 1st, that Voice of Strait was missing before 1300 on 4940, Guangxi Beibu Bay radio on 5050 is still in the clear, since the former co-channel China Huayi Broadcasting is on 6185, heard at 1213 UT, June 1st. Lots more spurious frequencies from Radio Havana, especially from their 19-meter band transmitter. Jammers where they are not needed, and even spurs of jammers, all reported in the new DX Listening Digest. We're still waiting for any further news about the pending new Dominican Republic shortwave station, Radio Discovery. You may recall more than 6 months ago, late last year, Jeff White of WRMI was telling us about his plans for that, but apparently there's been no progress. Meanwhile, there is at least one fairly active shortwave station in the DR, Radio Amanecer Internacional on 6025. Not far away in San Juan, Puerto Rico, Luigi Perez was hearing it, reported to HCDX, but that was in the daytime, apparently, around 1920 UT. Brian Alexander in Pennsylvania also heard it on 6025.07, May 29th at 1020, with inspirational music and talk. Poor to fare, but deep fades. Voice of Tigray Revolution can now be heard on both 5950 and 5940. Says S. Hasegawa in Japan, around 17 UT. It sounds like a clandestine, but it's not, or at least not at the moment. It's one of the Ethiopian government stations in Addis Ababa. Furthermore, Brian Alexander in Pennsylvania reports the new frequency of 5940, which he says replaces 5980, signing on at 0257, and heard for almost half an hour, May 30th and 31st. They have Horn of Africa music at 0301. He says they have a stronger signal on 5950, but that mixes with Okeechobee. The Pirate Laser Hot Hits, believed to be in Ireland, made some frequency changes. It had been on 4025, but then moved to 4015. I wonder if that's because of the pending station in Liberia, about which more in a moment. But the latest frequency is 3940, as reported by Alan Pennington in the UK. And it's also mentioned on their website, www.laserhothits.co.uk. It's reported as well from Portugal by Carlos Gonçalves on 3940, May 29th at 21:50. More about that new private FM station, which has started shortwave in Guinea on 4900, called Familia FM. Jari Savolainen in Finland has been in contact with the station. He says the shortwave transmitter is located some 400 kilometers inland from the capital, Conakry. They stream the audio from Conakry online to Canada, and from there up to a satellite. The audio is picked up at the transmitter site. Shortwave is scheduled from 18 to midnight UT, but if solar or wind power is lacking, they may sign off earlier. Plans are to add more wind generators and extend broadcast hours until 0300. Unfortunately, they did not give the exact location of the shortwave transmitter. Last week, we had reports of Galei Tzahal, the Israeli Defense Forces station, appearing on some strange new frequencies, perhaps relayed from elsewhere, such as 6821. But now Brian Alexander in Pennsylvania is hearing them again on one of their regular frequencies, which had been absent for several months, 15785. May 28th at 21:35, past 22:05. Fair to good signal, and weak on the parallel 6973. Furthermore, this occasion they were on exactly 15785.0. Previously, they had been varying considerably. Donny Rosenzweig says they did have some transmitter issues and were waiting to receive parts. Bruce Jensen in California is quite pleased with the response he got for a reception report to Radio Kuwait. In fact, he reported a broadcast in Arabic on 13650 and got a gorgeous, big, full-color, full-data QSL certificate, saying this is to certify that Bruce Jensen is an official monitor of Radio Kuwait's transmissions. Also, a ton of other stuff, he says, the QSL motherlode, a CD-ROM with Kuwait facts and figures, station stickers in Arabic, two colorful postcards, nice personalized letter, and a full-color glossy pamphlet with schedule, program guide, and facts and figures. He reported in English, but included an Arabic translation, and it took 22 days. You might find it more convenient to report on their English broadcast, 15540, between 18 and 21. More about the new Liberian shortwave station, Star Radio. Well, not totally new. Last week I remarked that it was the first time it's actually broadcast on shortwave from inside Liberia. But Mauno Ritola in Finland and Kai Luving in Germany remind me that they were on shortwave from 1997 until 2000, when Charles Taylor ordered them to stop broadcasting. They were using 3400 and 5880 kilohertz. They did return in 2005 with FM and the Ascension Relay on shortwave. But now they're on 4025. And I heard them, what must have been Star Radio, a quite weak signal. It was undermodulated, unfortunately, June 1st at 0613. They were still audible, at least for the carrier, at 0640. Sunrise there varies little around 0630, since it's close to the equator. And checking their website, I find that they give the test schedule now as 05 to 09 UT and 18 to 21. So the best time to check should surely be at 0500 when there's a full darkness path to the west. I did that the next night, June 2nd, but there was too much thunderstorm noise here, We will certainly keep checking for it. Star Radio 4025 from Liberia. XEXQ 6045 in San Luis Potosí, Mexico, still missing another week as of June 2nd. When I checked before 13 UT. In the meantime, Julian Santiago got a reply from the engineer at the station saying that they were off the air because a voltage drop damaged the power supply for the shortwave transmitter, but fortunately did not damage anything else, and he hoped to be back on within a week. The media magazine you monitor with your mind. World of Radio number 1515. Your contributions always welcome, such as a check in the mail to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK, 73702 USA, or via PayPal to WORADIO at yahoo.com. Check our website for a lot more info, brought to you non-commercially, worldofradio.org. Now that I have a brand new TV antenna up with a rotor, I'm getting lots of sporadic EDX, but in my location in central North America, it's mostly from Mexico in analog, and with no more U.S. stations in the way. The station I'm seeing most frequently and clearly is XHBC Channel 3 in Mexicali, Baja California Norte. They have a local newscast between 01 and 02 UT called Notivisa, although other Televisa stations around the country might use that same name. Since this station is on a low channel, it's right on the border and relatively isolated from the rest of the country, it has a good chance of getting a clear signal into much of the U.S., especially if you're close to 1,000 miles from Mexicali. Our correspondent in Lahore, Pakistan, Aslam Javaid, says there's been a delay in completing installation of new shortwave transmitters at Karachi, or more precisely, Landi, Pakistan. He says Radio Pakistan is in the process of installing two new shortwave transmitters of 100 kilowatts, but owing to fund constraints, a further delay is expected in completing the project and bringing the transmitters into operation. He then gives exact figures of just how much has been spent so far and how much remains to be spent. We'll have to wait for two more years to hear any clear signals from Radio Pakistan. However, the Radio Pakistan website has been revamped, including an online English FM channel, www.radio.gov.pk. There's live streaming of five channels, including the Radio Pakistan Islamabad FM 94 Planet, which is in English, can be heard live with good audio quality. Also, the National Broadcasting Service has some programs in English for 2 hours a day. A bit too late to mention last week, we got word of a second frequency for the new Papua New Guinea station, Radio Fly, which had been heard on 5960. The other one is 3915. Both of those heard by Brian Clark in New Zealand. He says, heard at 0800 UT, both frequencies poor to fair. The 75-meter band channel suffers from amateur radio interference. He received a quick email QSL from the evening announcer named Jabi Paiva, P-A-I-V-A. He's on the air from 08 to 12 UT. Jari Savolainen in Finland adds that one source told him that the two transmitters are at different locations, but they didn't say which was which. One is at Tabubil, T-A-B-U-B-I-L, and the other one at Kiunga, K-I-U-N-G-A. Reception from other Pacific stations was good on May 30th, so I looked for these at 0752. There was only a very weak carrier audible on 5960 with lots of adjacent interference, but the other frequency, 3915, although quite weak, did bear some music by 0821 and some talking at 0833. So that's presumably radio fly. One report says the power on both is 10 kilowatts, non-directional like all the other PNJ tropical band stations, but we're not sure that's correct. Steve Lehrer in Michigan had better results with 5960 May 28th between 09:30 past 10:30. A lot of different tunes were played, only one of which he could positively ID. Some more fantastic FMDX, thanks to multiple hops, sporadic E, reported on the Skywaves list. A station in the Dominican Republic on 88.7 was heard in East Sussex, UK, by Mike Fallon. And the station quickly confirmed his recording. It's La Voz de la Luz. And 89.7 from Puerto Rico made it to Northern Ireland, picked up by Paul Logan. That is the public radio station, WRTU. Voice of Russia added a new frequency in English to North America, very much needed as of June 1st. First reported by Harry Brooks in England. It's on between midnight and 02 UT 7440. He says it was better than parallel 9890. 7440, that's Radio Ukraine International's frequency for North America, including English at midnight UT. But it's been inactive for a couple of months, but RUI expected it to resume. So, what's going on here? Was this done with the blessing of RUI for the time being? Or are we in for a big collision if they come back? Or could it be that Russia is now being transmitted via Ukraine, just like in the good old Soviet days? Wolfgang Büschel in Germany says it could be the Lviv transmitter in Ukraine, because the winner of the recent election there is much more friendly toward Russia. It had previously been a megawatt transmitter running 600 kilowatts. By putting this relay of Russia on that transmitter, it would help to keep the transmitter's sight on the air, even if RUI cannot afford to use it currently. On that same night, I was getting radio fly from PNG. My Pacific listening started earlier at 07:15 when I was surprised to find a signal on 5020 in English, namely Solomon Islands. Still bothered, as always, by Cuba on 5025. But SIBC heard better than usual, and better than I have heard it much later, just before they closed down at 1200. Switzerland abandoned shortwave years ago, but continued with a website called swissinfo.ch, which was supposed to replace it. And now that is also threatened, so they've launched an online petition to save SwissInfo, according to Mike Terry and Yimber Gaviria. Radio Taiwan International has started a new program about Taoism since May 1st at 11 UT for almost an hour on 7460 for North China and Manchuria, and at 12 to 13 on medium wave 1098 for Central and South China, reported by Seichi Hasegawa in Japan. He says the lectures are in Chinese after an opening announcement by a woman. More details on that via BCDX from Takahito Akabayashi in Japan. He says it's called Takai Shinling de Suoji, which means the spoon to open the chain of spirit. The program is produced by the newly risen Taoism organization, Iquan Tao, IKT. The address is in Taiping City in Taiwan. Taoism is an ancient religion of China, but was persecuted and destroyed almost during the Great Cultural Revolution in the 1960s and 70s, but it's recently been revived in China and Taiwan. If you'd like to hear a loud and clear signal from VOA in English during the middle of the day within the USA, tune 12015. Currently, Greenville is on there to Africa between 17 and 19 UT. Despite co-channel interference from radio teletype, always on 12015. Of course, you must not be too close to Greenville, but beyond the skip zone as we are in Oklahoma. World of Radio was missing from the 0330 UT Monday broadcast on WWCR 5890 last week, but I think that may have been a temporary situation since WTWW was off the air at the moment and Pastor Pete Peters was extended on WWCR. In any event, that airing and all the other broadcasts of World of Radio still appear at their usual times on the June edition of WWCR's schedule. This has been pending for over a year, but now it's official. Classic 99 in St. Louis will leave the airwaves on July 6th. KFUO-FM, the first FM station in St. Louis, and the one providing classical music to that large city, will cease after Tuesday, July 6th, because the Lutherans have decided to sell it to Gateway Creative Broadcasting, which will move its Christian contemporary pop to 99.1 starting July 7th. That's according to a story from KMOX via Pete Dernbach. And an excellent public radio program is about to end, Sound and Spirit. Ellen Kushner has reluctantly decided to move on to new challenges, according to a note from WUOT. Meanwhile, you can hear it for another month or so. You can find out the station's carrying it via webcast at publicradiofan.com. North American shortwave broadcasters have put online a new shortwave listener survey to gather demographic and other info about shortwave listeners in North America and around the world. The questions deal with listener preferences regarding shortwave stations, programming, receivers, DRM, and much more. It will be online until May of next year, after which the results will be announced to the public. Here's the URL for the survey, www.surveymonkey.com/s/6LRVLJ7, and all those letters in the last part have to be in capitals. In case you haven't heard, one of the most popular current shortwave radios has been discontinued, the Eaton E1XM. There's quite a discussion about what's going on about this in DX Listening Digest 10-22. The propagation outlook from Boulder issued June 1st. ANK indices mostly 5 and 2, but rising to a peak of 15 and 3 June 26th and 27th. Solar flux dipping to 70 between June 9th and 17th, and rising only to 75 after that between the 19th and 26th. And that's World of Radio 1515. Glenn Hauser inviting you back next week.